Hello, I am Daisy Mack and this is Spiritual Mixtape, and I love a Monday meditation, first Monday of the month, because we are going on a walking meditation. Nothing better than moving your body and becoming mindful. It's liberating for the soul, it's healing for the body, it's all the good things. Now, usually I walk with you, but today I am sitting quietly in my garden at home in Laurel Canyon, Los Angeles. And this is because I'm recording this particular meditation right after the Friday episode. Now, the Friday episode I need to put it in past tense. It still feels very current for me. I dealt with burnout and the sneaky signs that I personally experienced pre the big collapse. And for me, there were three main things. I always had a constant cold. I went from being able to have huge volume, like being able to deal with many moving parts all at once, to really feeling stressed out by the smallest tasks. And I went also from being someone that could take a beat before they responded to being someone that would snap right off. This partly was down to high cortisol. High cortisol levels, so that's the stress hormone. Apologies for the plane. I hope it doesn't bother you too much. But high cortisol levels suppress your immune system. That's where the colds come from. It's also where the lack of sleep comes from. And body aches and pains, all to do with the immune system and cortisol suppressing it. Now, cortisol suppresses the immune system because it is helping your body to prioritize your energy into the stress response, fight, flight, or freeze, because that is the greater organizing matter in the moment. Get out of that space. And high cortisol levels also bring us to irritability. You literally lose your rag because you don't have the patience anymore. You don't have that space in time to respond anymore. You're quick off the mark because you're used to being in the stress response. You're used to having to react quickly. You have no more patience. Now, if you've noticed one or more of these signs, this walking meditation is designed for you. It is the meditation that I wish I had had in my toolkit back in 2018. And really before that, I would go back, well, many, many years, but definitely from about 2015, 2014, when I could definitely see in hindsight now the signs of burnout creeping in. So how does this walking meditation work with recalibrating your body so it feels less stressed and less likely to move into burnout? Well, all this walking meditation is trying to do is bring you into the present moment. When we live in the here and now, as cliche as that sounds, you really have a whole lot less to worry about. So let's begin this walking meditation by setting the intention to be present. And as I like to always remind you, if you've got me in your headphones, please ensure that you can still hear traffic. If there are cars moving around you, please keep yourself safe. If you are choosing to do this walking meditation sitting down or in your car, please always, always be safe. I always recommend meditations not be done when you're operating heavy machinery. So let's bring our focus back to our intention to simply be present, to be present in this walk. Now, if your mind is finding it hard to even follow that one instruction to just be present, that's also a sign of burnout. That fuzzy mind, that brain fog, the inability to concentrate and to focus, all parts of burnout. It's a chemical reaction. You must remember this, to high cortisol levels and to prolonged periods of stress. But as we begin to move, so if you haven't already, you can begin to walk. Don't worry about your pace and do not worry about your breath right now. We're just opening ourselves up to the concepts. But as you begin and you're beginning to take note of the places where you feel burnt out, let's observe the symptoms of burnout that you could be experiencing in your day. Perhaps this is fatigue, and fatigue in a way that you haven't experienced tiredness before. Irritability. This is a tough one, but perhaps sadness, that, you know, perhaps you really loved your job. Look, people who experience burnout usually start as people who loved their work. That's why they worked so hard and were so committed. But for whatever reason, it's no longer satisfying you. You're being asked to deliver too much. It's hard for you to do so now, and that's creating a sadness in you. So now that we are aware, we are simply going to try and leave them, these symptoms that we are experiencing, on the side of the path. Leave them where they are for this walk, for this meditation. They will be there when you finish. But for now, lighten your load. You do not need to carry them. Simply put them down without judgment and move forward. And when you feel your chest become a little less tight, when you feel it loosen, when you experience that big sigh, that is the point to slow your pace. Slowing our pace can feel terribly uncomfortable. But this walking meditation is your opportunity to break out of your comfort zone and to simply stop charging around. It is so much easier to be present when you slow your pace. If this feels hard for you, remind yourself again that your intention today is to be present. It is easier to find that if you create room. To feel that slowing down, that present moment. As the pace slows, so does your breath. And we're going to try and experience some diaphragmatic breathing here. And again, this isn't always easy, especially after a long couple of weeks, a long day. But we're going to try and move the breath down into our body. And we're going to start simply by observing where it is right now. So as you inhale and exhale, does your breath stay in the top of the chest? If so, that's okay. If your breath naturally wants to stay in the top of the chest, but you are able to move it down, become conscious of that and see how far you can move the breath into the body. You're doing really well. Keep concentrating on the breath. Keep experiencing it deepening into your body on the inhales and the loosening across the chest on the exhales. And if it's possible for you, keep reminding yourself to slow your feet down. Some people like to add a mantra to the inhale and the exhale. And if that's you, you're welcome to join me. I'll begin the process now simply by saying, on the inhale, I am. And on the exhale, present. I am. Present. I am. Present. I am. Present. And if you notice that your mind wanders, that you are going back to your to-do list, you are remembering things you've forgotten, come back to that mantra, come back to watching the inhale and the exhale, and just focus simply on your breath. If you focus just on the breath, the in and the out, that I am present, that brings you in to now, to this very moment. Now, I know that we did this on the last book, but I just think it's so magical and it's a cognitive process that really helps to lower the feeling of stress in the body. But let's begin to notice using our senses what we are experiencing in the present moment. Start with one thing you can see. Continue with two things you can hear. Three things you can smell. And finally, four things you can sense. Keep breathing. And now let's reflect positively with gratitude, If you're doing this at the beginning of the day, let's reflect positively on what you have coming today. One thing you were looking forward to, one thing you were excited about. And if you were doing this in the afternoon or in the evening, what are you looking forward to tomorrow? What can you express gratitude for? And now let's find a point of gratitude in the recent past, the last week, the last month, the last 12 months. Make this as frivolous as you want, but something that sparks a glimmer, that radiates joy. The ray of sunshine in what may have been a bit of a cloudy period for you. And send your thanks to this memory, to this person, place, situation, for helping to raise your frequency. And now come back to the pace of your walk, slowing it down. Breathing deeply in the present moment. I am present. Reflect on how you can bring this breath pattern and this newfound calm into the day ahead, the evening in front of you, whenever you're doing this. And be grateful for the clarity that you haven't just created in your thoughts and in your mind, but the clarity that you have given to your body by being present, by moving with it, despite how you may feel energetically. You chose yourself. You chose differently today. And your mind, your body, and your spirit understand that you will continue to choose you over and over again. So you are welcome to put this on pause for a moment and take a few deep breaths, standing still, coming fully back into the present moment, becoming aware wholeheartedly of your surroundings and how far you've come in this simple meditation. As always, thank you for practicing with me today. Every time you tune into the podcast and you give it a like, rate, review, comment, you help to spread the community a little bit further. The further we reach, the better we do, and the more people we help. So please do think about leaving a review or sending this episode to a friend who you think would benefit from this episode. From my heart to yours, thank you so much.